Welcome to the Family Life Church Podcast. We hope you're blessed and encouraged to share this with someone you know. Subscribe or visit thefamilylife.org for more information.
Take thou also unto thee principal spices, of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels. And of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive, and hin. Thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment. An ointment compound after the art of the apothecary, it shall be an holy anointing oil. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and the table, and all his vessels, and the candlestick, and his vessels, and the altar of incense. And the altar of burnt offering with all his vessels, and the laver, and his foot. And thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever toucheth them shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. The book of James. The book of James gave definition and the design of God when James said of him that God is the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Simply stated, God is light. There is no diminishing of the brilliance that is in him or that he is. No shadow can be found in or by him, because the light that he is reaches to all and reaches to everywhere. Meaning that nothing in God is left to chance. Everything that is around us, that is about us, is known by God. From what seems to be minor to what feels to be major in our life, nothing is hid or shadowed from him. Each piece and part of who we are and what is surrounding us, the hand of God is somehow invested into. There is no variableness in him, meaning that he is not inconsistent. He does not change. Even when we do, he does not. The expected end that the prophet Jeremiah said that he has for us is not detoured. It's not diminished in any way. As for God, David said, as for God, his way is perfect. Even when we fail to see the purpose and the plan, God still nonetheless sees, for he is the Father of lights. He sees the end from the beginning. And even when we are inconsistent and fail, he does not. For there is no variableness in him. We struggle with that. We struggle with that at times because we live this life for God, doing so through this veil of flesh. We fail to see the reason or the rhyme for what it is that we might be going through at any given moment in time. We can't understand the purpose in the pain that we feel and why we have to walk through a valley when there could be another way that could have been taken. We simply fail to see the need and the necessity for the principal spices of our life. That was what God called them. That was what God told Moses to call them. Principal spices. This concoction and combination of oil and specific spices that made up this holy ointment that would gain and give the approval of God in the service of the tabernacle. Principal spices, he said. Now understand this. Principal spices, myrrh, sweet cinnamon, sweet calamus, cassia, and olive oil. Five unique ingredients, each having their own impact and influence, but when combined together, they produce something meaningful and something useful for God. But what's most unique is that the greatest amount of the fragrant spices that were to be added were myrrh and cassia. Myrrh simply means bitter, and cassia means pure. 500 shekels, if you would, 500 shekels of weight of those two spices were to be added in comparison to only 250 shekels of the sweet spices. The holy ointment, this designed and designated holy oil that would be used to anoint everything about and in the tabernacle. Understand this, please. Everything to anoint in and around and about the tabernacle first found its base element in something that was bitter. 500 shekels of it would influence and affect the color and the texture of almost anything else that was added to it. But that was how God wanted it to be. That's how God wanted it to be made. Before there was ever more of the sweet, there first was to be the bitter. Look at this, if you would, please. It is often from the bitterness of pain that we produce the most fragrant praise and worship to God. It's in our weaknesses and often lack of self-worth that perfected praise is born from that. From that purpose place in God that our worship becomes more pure, if you would. Just as the bitterness of myrrh was needed, so was the purity of the cassia. God can take, look at this in your life. God can take all the things that make up our life, the highs and the lows, the bitter and the sweet, and he can create something that is pure that brings him the ultimate glory in it all. For we're the sum, we are the sum, every one of us, we are the sum of many things in our life. All those faults and failures along the way, those battles that were won or lost, where you were at your best or where you were at your worst, you and I are not defined just by one of them. That's how the devil tries to define us. He is the accuser of the brethren. He tries to captivate us and incarcerate us by making us think that we are defined by one event or one time or one moment in our life or one nature. We're not defined by what seems most bitter or what seems most painful, the difficulty or the struggle or that failure that was in your life. Because it's the oil, understand this, and look at this now. It's looking to the New Testament, that it's the oil that brings it all together for the purpose of his glory. It was the oil that made it the ointment. Each unique in its own way, but when the oil was brought together with those principal spices, it then became an ointment. It was the oil that changed the composition. It did not eliminate the process. It didn't eliminate how they arrived at that point or the uniqueness of each aspect of them. But the oil gave it purpose. The oil made it the holy ointment to anoint everything else, because that's what Jesus does for every one of us. That's what the oil of the Holy Ghost will do for you. It makes everything better. It takes all the bitter and painful things, the pure and the unpure, the sweet and the fragrant, the understood and the misunderstood, and it gives it all purpose when it comes together. The influence and the impact of our life in God grows greater by all the things that it consists of. Every place that I have come from to where I am now in God, the Holy Ghost brings all purpose. It brings all meaning. It's the revealer. It's the truth. You may have thought that failure was going to define you somewhere along the way, that misstep, but God had something greater in mind to put in your life to bring it ultimately for his glory. I hope you're hearing this and understanding this. That dilemma or that disease may not make sense right now that you're going through, but when it's mixed with the oil of the Spirit, God can create this fragrant ointment of healing that is meant to touch everything around your life and everyone else around your life. It is not just about the impact of you, but it's about the impact that you are making because of what God does through you. Look at this, if you would, please, in Psalms 138:8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thine own hands. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. That means there's something imperfect that was within me that God is going to make perfect. All those bitter, misunderstood places where we have found ourselves. All those times when we just didn't get it and we didn't get it right. Those times when the sweet seems less than the bitter and the defeat greater than the victory. The Lord will take those principal spices of our life, those places of your life, and he will perfect them. You understand this? He will bring them to the very best thing that they possibly can be, because that's how much he loves us. That's how much the Holy Ghost means to us and does for us. On their own, the truth of the matter is, on their own often, because of this veil of flesh that we look through and this veil of flesh we see through a glass darkly, on their own they do not make sense. But when the oil brings it all together, when the oil of the Holy Ghost brings it all together, there is a holy anointment that touches everything about our life. Before that, they each had their place. They were unique. But it was the oil that made them a holy ointment to heal. That's the gospel. That's the hope that you and I have in Jesus Christ. What seemed like death and defeat was really a miracle in the making, because victory was on the other side of that bitterness. Though Calvary seemed to be a loss, really, the empty tomb defined it as a victory. There is salvation, understand this. There is salvation in that submission. There's something about submitting all that we have been, all the past, all the wrongs, all the difficulties, and even the present of our life. There's something about it. There's salvation in that submission. Bring all that broken, bitter, misunderstood things of your life to Him today. And let Him make something whole out of it. Let Him make something healing from it. Pray with me. Father, I pray right now for someone that's sitting in their home, driving down the road, maybe at work somewhere. I pray right now that they would hear this word. And what the enemy has meant for their harm, God, you're going to turn it for their good and help them to realize that and see that and understand it right now. And that God, that abuse or that past or that wrong that was done to them, that injustice, or maybe it was the wrong that they committed, or somehow along the way they stumbled, they fell, they faltered. It helped them to know that no matter what it was, what was done or what has been done, I pray that they would understand it does not define them, because all that we are is the sum of what we were to where we bring it to your grace. And God, you make it something for your glory and honor, that not only is our life touched, but other lives are touched around us, because God, it anoints everything that we come in contact with. And I thank you for that, Father. So help them to realize that in you, God, there is hope, and in you there is life. And though they may feel defeated at times, help them to be reminded that your mercies are new every morning, your compassions fail not. Great is your faithfulness, God. That God, you see them through the blood now, and that you have life, and you have love, and you have hope for them. And so, Father, help them to feel that today, to know that, and to be saved, to repent of their sins, and be baptized in your name, Jesus, and to be filled with your Spirit. I pray, help them to know that all those bitter things, God, they can be submitted to you, and they can be created to be something greater for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Still are